For women groups around the world, the issue of chemical pollution and how it impacts women's health differently than men's health is very important. We know that women will develop different diseases from exposure to chemicals. There is increasingly scientific evidence that breast cancer is also linked to environmental pollution. It can be linked to exposure to pesticides, for example, working in the agricultural sectors, can be linked to chemicals in your job. We know that women hairdressers have illnesses which they develop because of the exposure to some of the chemicals in their work. So different exposures, but not recognized often as such. And women are often also the first environment for their children. And we know that some of these chemicals are reprotoxic and can lead to, for example, birth defects in children. So that is why the women's major groups who are following the UN policy processes, there are more than 500 organizations in 100 countries, we have been actively trying to bring in language in the new goals and targets of the Sustainable Development Goals and the post-2015 agenda, which looks at this challenge of raising awareness and having policy priority to better protect women and men and children from pollution of chemicals.
In your eyes, what are those major challenges and what can we do to help women on the grassroots?
Well, one of the areas we have to start is awareness raising. And for example, when you buy shampoo or a cream, in most countries in the world, you will not know what type of chemicals are in there. And some of them might be quite hazardous. We know that we have, even at very small levels, impacts from, for example, phthalates or bisphenol A, which can lead to diseases, long-term impacts. And so we would like awareness on these risks, specifically focusing on women, and maybe even specifically on women who are pregnant, because they are the ones who should be best aware, since these impacts might also be impacting their children. So there are some countries doing this. We know, for example, that in Denmark, the Minister of Environment has published an awareness-raising information campaign for women, specifically also for pregnant women. What do you need to know about chemicals in your food, in your cosmetics, and in your daily life as a woman? Yeah? And I think that's a good example. We also know that in France, the Minister of Environment has decided to be the first to eliminate certain hormone-disrupting chemicals like bisphenol A from baby bottles and other children's products. So that's also an important step forward. So these are best practices we can look at. At the same time, of course, we need to have better policies. And we need to have policies which help companies also to identify how can they take out these chemicals from their products. Often the companies don't know, or the retailers, because they just buy whatever chemical which is on the market. And when there is no good legislation, then often the producers themselves don't know. So we need that transparency in the chain, from the very top of the big chemical producers all the way down to the small sales shop owners.
I think the issue of gender equality with sustainable development and climate change has been going on for a while, but how far have we gone? How close are we getting to the goals now?
Well, we do know that if we don't start moving fast, our children's children might no longer have a world you can live in. So I believe that the current proposal of the General Assembly's Open Working Group on Sustainable Development Goals, which has proposed 17 goals in a zero draft, which are continued to be discussed now next month in July 2014, these 17 goals are a very good beginning. There has been 16 months of negotiations and consultations, and all member states were involved, but also lots of civil society. The women's groups were much involved. And we have seen that we need these 17 goals. It's very difficult to try and have real solutions with only 8 goals like we had for the Millennium Development Goals. We need a goal on climate change. We cannot have a new agenda for the future which would ignore climate change as a priority. But we also need a goal on gender equality and women's rights. We cannot have a new agenda which does not recognize that discrimination and inequalities are one of the main causes of poverty and one of the main blocks to people's development. And so that's why we need quite a comprehensive set of goals. 17 goals, as I propose now, are, I think, something which is doable, comprehensive, and can really guide governments to a transformation in our economies and in our policies, so that hopefully we can still avoid and change away from the negative path we are on at the moment.